This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. The lust for personal power without popular support is not a winning strategy forever. In these days, perhaps in all days, when autocracy as a strategy and a set of tactics seems so attractive to so many politicians and wannabe royals and their lust for power under any terms, there's some small comfort in seeing such techniques come to wreck and ruin, even if the damage in the meantime is inestimable. Poor Carrie Lam, the mayor of Hong Kong, is a fair example. After almost 13 weeks of escalating protests by pro-democracy adherents both in the streets and behind doors against her Beijing-concocted policy to extradite people to mainland China and its questionable judicial system, she was once again forced to withdraw the extradition proposal. Of course, having refused to negotiate for weeks while protests went unabated, she has no credibility now, since even conceding seems unilateral rather than part of a corrective process. Protests are likely to continue. Here's the irony. Reportedly, Lam has been trying to resign in the face of her own impotence before the protests, but has said to associates that Beijing will not allow it. They've not reported that Beijing told her, "You make your bed, you sleep in it," but it's possible. Then there's the tragic case of Aung San Suu Kyi of Myanmar, or Burma as some still know it, who's gone from the Nobel Prize winning ranks of Mandela King and others to become the stone-faced and silent apologist for genocide among the Rohingya people of her country who practice Islam rather than Buddhism. Once jailed and quarantined by the country's military rulers, she has now become their face rather than their critic in the midst of unspeakable horrors and the displacement of almost 500,000 people. Is this the price of power? Globally, British television is more known for its dark crime procedurals and the humor of its comedic farces, which seem tailored more to a local taste. But now we all can witness in real time that the British origin of House of Cards is also more likely farcical than fictional, as we watch the ruthlessness of Boris Johnson's handling of Brexit, once seen as a clown, now made the fool. First, in pure Kevin Spacey fashion, he undermines Theresa May, not that anyone would really care, but he does so, as she did, heedless to the peril of Great Britain. Then, once he has the Prime Minister's position, he suspends Parliament, creating a constitutional crisis so he can try to ram through Brexit, the withdrawal from the European Union, without debate by running out the clock. The opposition and some renegades from his own party vote him down easily, since in his antics, he seems to have forgotten that he only had a one-seat majority. He then ruthlessly throws 28 nay voters out of his party to try and force an election. But like Mayor Lam, having no credibility, there's no agreement to a snap election without forcing a vote to extend the Brexit deadline. I flipped channels before collapsing in the Netherlands and got to watch one commentator after another excoriate Johnson in English, French, German, Spanish, and Dutch. The message was unmistakable in all languages. How is bypassing the people in your lust for power working out for any politicians today? Maybe possible in the short run, but perhaps not for long, giving all of us hope still. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.